I did.
Hello.
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 Hello. All right. Who do we have here? This is Ed Riley.
This is Laurie.
Hi, Laurie, once again.
Tatiana.
Okay, Tatiana made it. Just the three of us?
It's an intimate gathering.
Laurie, I'm not sure you need to do this again.
Are you going to say exactly the same thing?
It's the same. I mean, I don't know if there's going to be much different, you know.
Are you saying that you're like a recording that keeps getting replayed?
Well, I mean, this is just kind of a basic thing so we can start setting up the monthly conference call inside on the meeting.
All right. Hi, Sarah's here.
It's a meet and greet.
Okay.
It's a meet and greet.
Then I'll just tell you, if I suddenly disappear, it's because I have a kid throwing up here at home.
Oh.
You can't disappear. This was, that was for Laurie.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello, this is Andy.
Andy, how are you? Phil, are you there?
Phil and Wendy are here.
Hi, Phil and Wendy.
Hello.
Ed, I have somebody else with me that I wanted to briefly introduce.
All right, why don't we wait till everyone gets on?
Okay.
All right, and we'll start this thing officially. Yeah. All right. Put things flying through the nose. We know who's not coming.
Yeah, this is Ken. I'm here.
Hi, Ken. I just told Lori, you know, I think we're just going to go over the same type of things.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm not sure that everybody needs to stay on. I don't want to waste your time.
Okay. So you're just mainly going to talk about when to when to set up meetings?
Just kind of a meet and greet, and then try to set up meetings, you know, or tell people how we're going to go about doing that, and get some ideas about when to meet and where in the January. And
okay.
You may have discussed this before we got on, but
nope.
Do you have an NGA?
No. You mean in terms of the grants?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. They're not going to be out until the end of the month.
All righty.
You mean the funding notices?
Right.
Yeah.
Notice of grant award, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, council is going to meet next week on the 19th. And after that, I think Susan and grants management are going to be running around trying to get all the grant announcements out.
I've done my running.
You've done your running?
Yes, I'm exhausted.
How's that new car?
Oh, it's good.
Any off-roading yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah, it must be hard to do in Washington.
Maybe not the best place for it.
Well, all right, so we're waiting for the UCSD group. Hello?
Ed, is this Yeah. Tina?
I just said we're waiting for the UCSD group.
Well, here we are.
And there you are. Who's there?
Ken's here, too.
Hey, Ken.
Hi, Ed.
And Andy is in Rivne. He emailed and said he wasn't going to join the call.
Okie doke. All right, so he's already there.
He went this week because he couldn't go next week, and actually it worked out better because it would have been chaos.
Okay. All right, so he's not going to stay then. He's going
to No, he's,
home.
He's
All right.
leaving tomorrow.
Okay. And I think everyone else is going to come on, but maybe later.
Okay.
Faye Calhoun here yet? No. And Susan and, you know, the field from NIAAA, we're just going to go over the things that we went over this morning for the basic science conference call. Mm-hmm. And so if if you don't want to stay on, it's understandable. And if there is anything that comes up, we will email you and go from there. But you're welcome to stay on.
All right.
So let's just go through. I'm on. This is Ed Riley. Andy Aronson is on, and I think Andy wants to introduce us to somebody.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. Just really quickly, we're creating a new position here in our group for Life Sciences Management.
Hi.
we have one of our candidates here, and he's just listening in to get a feel for what this project is about.
Okie doke.
Okay. His name is Bill Barnett.
All right, and then...
Hi.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
And then Tina Chambers is here. She has a project. Claire may be on, but later, Claire Coles. Elizabeth Moore, we don't know whether she's going to be on or not. Sal may be on, but late.
Hello, this is Claire.
Hi, Claire. All right. I just said you were going to be on, but maybe late.
Yeah, well.
Oh, all right. More people are on.
Hi, Ed. It's Michael.
Hey, Michael.
I'm back.
All right. I was just telling, we're going to go over the same thing we went on this morning, over this morning. So if you're busy, I would understand if you didn't need to listen to it again.
I'll pass in because I have some things that I really need to do.
Okay. And if there's any changes, I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you, Ed.
All righty. Elizabeth Sal here? Elizabeth Sal, maybe? No? All right. Ken Jones is here?
Right.
Bill May?
Yes.
And Wendy Kahlberg?
Hello.
Hi. Sarah Mattson here yet?
Yeah, I've been here.
Okay. Tatiana's here, Farood has a project. Then Faye Calhoun, I think I heard you come on.
Yep, I'm here.
Faye's a member of the Science Advisory Board. Marty Teicher on? No, Marty's a member of the Science Advisory Board. We didn't hear back of whether he would make it. And I'm not sure if Ken, Lori, and Susan have stayed on or not.
I'm still here.
All righty.
I'm still here.
Okay, anyone I didn't mention?
Elizabeth, you on? I think Elizabeth Moore is going to be getting on.
Okay. All right. So there's Elizabeth Moore and Elizabeth Sal may come on late. All right. This is just kind of a meet and greet and to bring everybody up to date. The projects that have been recommended for funding are now out at Council. Council meets on the 19th. And shortly after that, it's our expectation that the people who had fundable scores will get a notice of grant award sometime with a start date of probably around the 28th of September. And then we can just go from there. You can, if you have a current award and that award's been continued, to apply for carryover funds just as you normally would if it was a regular R01 grant. You have your financial statements have to be in, and then you can apply for the carryover funds. The first thing that we're going to try to do is to determine a time and date during the month when we can schedule a monthly conference call for the clinical group. We've located a program that helps to do with this, and I need to introduce Jill Vandervelde, who is the administrative assistant now for the CFAS, and Jill's worked in the Center for Behavioral Teratology for a number of years, so you've all received emails from her, and hopefully this will work out well, and Jill's taking notes here now, so Jill, you can say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
And I think a lot of you know Jill from her work on the neurobehavioral core and her work in putting together the reverse site visit that we had.
Is she taking notes with a double tree pen?
Yeah, she likes those double tree pens.
I still like hotel pens, if you want to stay in my good graces.
She's easy to please. We don't have to pay her much, just bring her a lot of pens. In order to use this program, though, it's best if we try to narrow down dates. So Jill's going to be sending out an email to everybody to find out whether or not you're available on which days of the week. So, and then after we get that, we can send this website, and you can go on that website and put in the more specific information, and then the website will crunch it all together and come out with the best possible time to have a conference call without causing too much commotion or craziness. So you'll be expecting to get that from Jill in the next few days. The other thing is that we have to decide on when to have our first in-person meeting. And the Basic Science Group has opted to meet sometime in January in the Washington, D.C. area. And I'd like to get ideas about the clinical group and the Basic Science Group do not have to meet together in the winter meeting. And in the summer meeting, we'll have excuse me, a day of overlap. So I guess I'm interested in people's preferences, and we'll do exactly the same thing where Jill will send out possible dates to get whether or not you can make it. But what I'd like to do is to kind of get an idea of whether you'd prefer to meet in December or January and where you'd prefer to meet.
Someplace warm.
Well, with the people coming, it really doesn't matter. I mean, there are a lot of people here in San Diego, so San Diego would be a possibility. There are also a lot of people in the Washington, D.C. area, so that's a possibility. And, Ken, if you're still there.
Yeah, I'm still here, and there's one particular person who counts a little more than others.
So you think that Washington, D.C. is the place to have it?
I think, you know, I don't think TK wants to fly out to San Diego as much as I like San Diego.
Sure. You don't think he wants to come out and get out of that cold weather?
No. He may be willing to go to Indianapolis.
Let's go to D.C. This is Claire.
Okay.
I'm all for D.C.
All right. So we're going to have it in D.C. It works pretty well for everybody except those of us on the West Coast.
Right.
Can it
be the first 2 weeks in January sometime then? We're going to have a big FAS training for our 12 or so new employees the last 2 weeks in South Africa.
Okay.
All right. So you're definitely out for the last 2 weeks in South Africa.
Yeah.
Right. Phil, does that affect the trip that was going to be in March?
Yeah, it's probably looking, depending on the school vacations, it looks like it's going to get bumped to the first 2 weeks in April.
Okay.
Will that work for you?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be over, Ken, I'll be over the first 2 weeks in October interviewing for all these positions. And when I come back, we'll have the dates fixed.
Bill, do you know what date you're going to be leaving on?
To South Africa?
Yeah.
In January?
Yeah.
Most likely, let's see. Most likely, I'll be leaving on the 19th.
Okay. All right. So.
So when were you planning on this meeting in January?
We're going to do a survey, Ken, to try to find out when people are available or not available. So there is no set date. Ken? Ken, did you hear that?
I did it. Thanks.
Okay. So we'll be sending that out. But if anyone knows that they're not going to be, like Phil just said, I can't do the last 2 weeks, I mean, tell us now because that'll help us narrow down the possibilities. All right, the other issue is I need people to start to think about the specialized groups that they would like to set up and which groups that they would like to be a member of. For example, at the reverse site visit, we talked about the brain behavior group or the facial imaging brain face or behavior group. And if you have ideas of other special groups that you think we should be that should be having conference calls on a regular or semi-regular basis, please let me know about those so we can also try to set those up. Any investigators who want to have calls, the administrative core has this conference call facility here now that we can use so that if you let me know you need a conference call, we can set it up so that you can use that and you can meet among yourselves. You don't have to have the whole group here. for these specialized calls, we can do that. excuse me. The one issue is if people are trying to allocate the resources of the informatics core to the various projects and setting priorities for those. So if you have, if you know that you're going to need the use of the informatics core in the near future, we need to know about that so that Andy can start to develop a sense of priorities and along with the group. So if you have a new database or updates in the database that you need done for your project, you have to let us
know. You want to know now?
Discuss it. Is there any, I mean, just say yes or no whether you think you're going to have use of the informatics database.
Yes.
Or informatics resources in the next 6 months.
Yes, for 3D facial imaging.
For the neurobehavior.
3D facial imaging, neurobehavioral.
And
any other?
Crane project, and Andy already knows what the...
All right, the Ukraine, and that's ultrasound as well as the...
Yeah, they're...
You're fading out, Tina. I can't hardly.
The neurobehavioral data entry tool that Andy's group is working on now, and there's new modifications to some of the other ones and modifications to the ultrasound one.
All right. So the then are the Ukraine project, the neurobehavioral core, and the facial imaging core. And so I think that.
Maybe the brain, brain imaging.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Sorry, I'm late.
No problem.
But I'm not sure, but yeah, maybe.
All right.
Is that okay to say maybe?
Yeah, that's, you know, maybe get your lower priority, but.
That's okay, yeah.
Okay. So it might be a good idea to let Andy and I both know the what you need done in general terms. And then maybe Andy and I can talk about how long he thinks each of those projects will take, and then we can have a conference call to set up priorities for those. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then I'll expect to get those shortly, and we can go from there. I need everyone to look at the website and to send us any updated information that you want. We're going to update the website, take off old projects, add the new projects in. And so we need everyone to look at it and tell us what they need done for their specific project. The website is www.ciafsd.org. The password in the for the principal investigator section, the username is CIAFSD. The password is consortium.
You mean CIAFASD, right?
Right. And I think that may be all caps.
And then that's the user ID, and what's the password?
Password is consortium.
What?
According to Jill, it doesn't matter about the capitals, uppercase, lowercase.
Claire, did you get that?
No.
It's CIFASD, and the password is consortium.
Consortium.
So when you go to the main page of the website, look for the part that says principal investigators, and that's the part that you need the password for. The rest of it
is open. Okay, great.
It's open. All right. So we're just going to update it. So if your institution is incorrect or it needs to be added, we'll do it. And then there's no one from the Science Advisory Board now who's on this call who wasn't on the other one. What the Science Advisory Board has requested are copies of the summary statements. So we need people to send us to go to the ERA Commons page, download their summary statement as a PDF file, and then email that to Jill, who will copy them. And then send out the summary statements to the Science Advisory Board. So it gives them a starting place of what was recommended when they have to make or give us their opinions and advice at the first meeting that we have in January.
When in January? Do we know yet?
No, we were discussing that before you got on, and Jill's going to be sending out an email trying to get possible dates.
But not the last 2 weeks in January.
It'll probably be in Washington. And it may have to be the last 2 weeks in January, depending upon what other people's schedules are. But or it may have to be in the first week in February. But that's what we're going to try to decide. But we already know that Phil has a conflict with the last 2 weeks in January, so it's unlikely it'll be then. But, I mean, we're going to have to figure it out. There are a lot of people involved, so trying to pull this all together is going to take some maneuvering. All right, the other thing is that in preparation for that January meeting, are people going to have to update their progress reports? And so start thinking about that. I know it's still early, but we put the big progress report out in the winter for the winter meeting. And so if you can start thinking about that, that would be great. All right, so we have people going. Just to recap right now is we need to hear about use for the informatics core. We need to have people review the website and go over that, to recommend specialized groups that they think that we need, and then to decide upon the time for the conference call and the time and place or the time for the meeting.
If anyone else has dates like Dr. May did that aren't available in January, if you can email those to me, this is Jill. That would be helpful when I'm trying to determine which ones we can work with.
And so that's basically all the things that we wanted to kind of go over today. Now, is there anything that you need the administrative core to do currently?
Hello, Motor.
That's a no.
That's my phone ring. I don't know how to turn it off. All right. We just threw it out the door. All right, so the administrative core is willing to help you out in any way possible. So if you do have requests, let me know. And that's about it. Is there any other issues that need to be discussed?
Just for the people, Phil and Wendy and Claire and Elizabeth who are on, you'll also get an email from Jill about setting up conference calls and a meeting for the neurobehavioral project.
Okay, good.
As a heads up.
Now, will that be in San Diego?
Well, I would like it to be in San Diego. Yes, actually, the meeting will be in San Diego for the training.
That's all right. My niece just moved there and had a baby, so I'm very happy to come.
Anytime. So you should expect those as well.
Can I ask a question about, like, IRB things and data sharing? I mean, is that the sort of thing that we might be able to, or that people, I guess, already have if they've been putting data in that database?
But some of us haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
You do.
I'm having a really hard time hearing, though, Elizabeth.
Pardon me?
I'm having a really hard time hearing.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess maybe I should figure it out myself. But it seems like we all have... We're all sharing data. We're all taking data. We're all putting data in. And it seems like we had, I don't know, maybe some sort of...
Well, I'd be happy...
already dealt with it.
I'd be happy to talk to you about it, but I suspect that your IRB is more strict than mine. But also, I know Claire's going through the same thing as well. So perhaps when we set up the conference call for the neurobehavior stuff...
Okay.
And I was just going to say, one of the things we've done in the interim is we actually updated our protocol at our place for all the, you know, the changes in the new camera and some of these things. And so I actually have IRB approval, did a whole bunch of new language, how files are going to be transferred and everything, in anticipation that I would need to be sending it to sites that they would need to update their IRB with the new details for the new camera. So if anyone has anything else like that, you know, at least getting it through your IRB may be helpful, the fact that I've at least gotten approval here. Although, as Sarah says, every IRB is different.
Yeah.
You know.
This is Andy. Claire and I just went through a thing where she asked me to get information for IRB approval.
Right.
Andy, we have IRB approval for what we're doing in informatics for, so we can give you, you know, human assurance numbers.
All right, and people are breaking up really bad lately. Yeah. Is that true on everyone's phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Are there any other issues that we need to deal with? Well, then I want to thank you all.
Ed, we'd like Andy.
I think Andy's going to stay on the phone with me so I can talk to Andy about the informatics stuff. And you'll be getting these emails from Jill, and then we'll schedule our first real conference call where we can start getting into the issues and what we want to try to accomplish quickly. As Ken Warren said, the funding notices will start on the 28th or 29th. He's expecting big news conferences on October 2nd or 3rd with our results. So people have to start working and getting some stuff going. So thank you all for your time, and we'll try to get this conference call scheduled and start meeting for real. But thank you very much, and have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.